there's a challenge, all right, type, but down there is good hurlers on their own too, Paddy. It's up to them to give the commitment and give the dedication and have a professional approach. If they can do that for the next 14 weeks, they can do fairly well, and you know.
You're confident, Tom, that these hurlers can turn it around?
It's the players that will turn it around, not me, but things going well so far. There's a good turnout team. There's up to 30 boys training every night, and they're very keen, and they've worked hard the last month, and they'll be honest.
The players then, Tom, you feel have got behind what you're trying to do?
Well, so far, I don't know. I suppose the result, we need a result on Sunday, that's what I say. If we get a result on Sunday, it would help us, I'll be honest. Tony Fall's a good man in the background, and with three good selectors, and Tommy Stevenson's, and he's a fitness conditional coach, very, very good coach too, no fitness. So, you know, the boys have bought into it, and they're enjoying it so far.
It was important, though, Tom, that everybody did buy in to this new way forward.
Yeah, that's right, Paddy, But as I say, there's good hurlers. There's good hurlers in Kerry Moore, Dungannon, they've called them Kills, Travan, Kappa, whatever, you know what I mean, Kelly Clacker, you know what I mean. But at the end of the day, they have to, if they don't have a professional approach, I try to say to them, if they can be professional, like their counterparts, the drone footballers, you know what I mean, dedicate themselves to their cause and try and work hard at it and try and... I'm trying to come out like a club spirit within the county team. That's what we're trying to do at the moment, you know. So.
There's an air of confidence, Tom, and a good spirit in the camp at the minute.
Oh, a very good spirit, now, to be honest. And the boys gel well together now, too. But we've played three challenge matches. We've played Monaghan Vitus, we've played Jordanstown, beat them by a couple of points, and we've played Corain University, and beat them by a win of points. So we've played three challenge matches over the last month now.
You're happy so far, then?
Happy so far, I'm sorry. So far, I say probably Sunday's a test, you know what I mean? I just think maybe sometimes they don't believe enough in their own ability, you know what I mean? They seem to panic a wee bit. If they could breathe a bit and breathe, then at the end of the day, they're as good as anybody else if they put themselves. Gary Moore played an intermediate club final last year. I'll be honest, Gary Moore should have bit St John's hand. If players can buy in and start producing the goods, I think they themselves and their own, I guess. We're only there to help out, that's all we're doing.
Promotion very much on the agenda then this season.
That would be our aim, is to get promoted up into Division 3. They want to get out of Division 4.
And then focus on the Championship and the Nicky Racker Cup.
The Championship, we would be thinking about that after the league performance, you know what I mean?
Tyrone incidentally opened their Ulster Championship campaign against Tom's native county, Derry. First and foremost though, it's Healy Park in Omagh on Sunday and the Alliance National Hurling League against Leitrim.